CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Arkansas manhunt and the murders of a married couple in front of their two young daughters on a state park hiking trail has ended. State police arrested 28-year-old Andrew James McGann from Springdale and charged him with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of Clinton and Kristen Brink. Claire Eberbach of KFSM-TV.
Police said the Brink family was notified of the arrest just after it happened and that the motive of the crime is still being investigated. State Park said that the trails at Devil's Den remain closed and they're taking their time to reopen them.
The 7 and 8-year-old girls were not harmed and are with family. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I want to be clear that if you commit a violent, senseless act here in our state, our law enforcement will hunt you down and bring you to justice.
There has been a verdict in a closely watched murder trial.
A jury has convicted Colorado dentist James Craig of first-degree murder in the poisoning death of his wife.
We, the jury, unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt, find the defendant, James Craig, guilty of murder in the first degree.
Prosecutors say he laced Angela Craig's smoothies for more than a week in 2023, and when that failed, gave her a dose of cyanide, which made her brain dead. They also accused him of trying to cover it up by asking his daughter and fellow inmates to fake evidence and give false testimony. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump says he has a deal with South Korea for a 15% tariff on their goods, and he says he's on track to close other deals by his Friday deadline.
We're now negotiating with various other countries, and the rest we're just sending out the bill to. We send a bill, we send a letter saying that you'll pay a certain tariff.
Delta Airlines Flight 56, en route from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam, diverted to Minneapolis last evening because of significant turbulence. 25 passengers were taken to medical facilities for evaluation and care. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said at yesterday's hearing on the deadly Washington, D.C. collision of a passenger jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter that Black Hawk altimeters are notorious for being wrong.
You're not questioning as you're moving through the airspace. You're not sitting there and looking at your barometric altimeter going, okay, let me do some math and figure out if that's right.
Astronaut Reid Wiseman says the astronauts NASA hopes to fly around the moon next year have visited the spacecraft.
Artemis is the right program at the right time to get a sustained human presence on around the moon and off to Mars, and we believe in it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
This is my college campus.
Correct, but I see you're on IKEA.com ordering some college items.
My daughter's room is pretty bare. We need a lamp, some comfy pillows, her favorite stuffy.
Dad!
With pickup options, we've got what you need to conveniently order IKEA. Literally anywhere.
Sweet, more time for gaming.
And studying. Wait, where are you going now?
Get IKEA whenever, wherever, however you want. Choose from thousands of pickup locations, affordable delivery options, and more.
The Spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The Spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
Correspondent Michael Wallace tells us data breaches are getting costlier.
The average data breach in the U.S. now costs a company more than $10 million and takes 8 months to recover from. IBM's Troy Betancourt says many companies are moving so fast to get into AI that security is an afterthought.
And it's a lot harder to add security after the fact than it is to design with security up front.
It can be a costly decision. We've all gotten those letters about our data being compromised and offers of free credit monitoring.
That's free to us. It's not free to the companies that are paying for that. that because of a breach.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Federal Judge Royce Lamberth ordered the Trump administration to explain why it is apparently not following his order to restore operations at the Voice of America. He said it appears the administration is running out the clock on the fiscal year and not spending the money Congress appropriated for the agency, which has provided news outside of the United States since World War II. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, quite a few clouds, but they will eventually thin out. A northeast breeze and morning lows will drop to the mid and upper 60s. On Thursday, some wildfire smoke, mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out in the mid 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Clark.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I don't belong. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. know what it's all about.
Candida, just take my saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours and they were mine. Whoa. And clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter, and it says so in my dream. Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Well, the air is fresh and clean.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
From Pasadena.
the things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
kindness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls. The sound of silence.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Yeah. One, two, tres, cuatro.
WRJN.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. Oh,
God's sakes, turn around.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
Okay. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The five-day search in Arkansas for a suspect in the killing of a couple hiking with their children has ended with an arrest.
In Arkansas, police say arrested and charged is 28-year-old Springdale resident James Andrew McGann in the killings of Clinton and Kristen Brink. Authorities say the couple had been hiking with their 7 and 9-year-old daughters on Saturday at Devil's